Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Good afternoon to everyone on the East Coast, and of course, good morning to all of you who are on the West Coast and supporting us by tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I am your host and your success coach, Trina Newby. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. We've got a lot going on the lineup today, and I want to thank you for tuning in this marvelous Monday, May 17th. Of course, we're broadcasting to you live from the city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you, as always, inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and of course, all of your ideas a success. On our lineup today, we'll be paying tribute to a woman who I've always loved, Lena Horne, and we'll be also talking about the reschedule of our goal-setting teleclass, which is going to be for May 26th, and we'll tell you a little bit about that in just a little bit. Our featured book club gets started this week. We're really, really excited for that. And, of course, we'll continue on with our topic for this month, success in spite of the obstacles. Are you willing to stop trying to control the things you have no control over and move forward with accomplishing your goals and claiming your success? I want to encourage everyone that is tuned in now to go ahead and text all of your associates or individuals that you know would probably love to hear this show. You can dial in via the cell phone or your regular phone at area code 347. Phone number 637-2589. Again, that's area code 347-637-2589. And, of course, for anyone who is in front of a computer with Internet access, you can always listen to us straight from your computer by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We've got a lot going on. I want to definitely give a special shout out and thank you to all of those who said a word of prayer for my husband Robert's surgery on this past Friday. I'm happy to give you a praise report that the surgery went extremely well. And of course, when we arrived at the hospital, we had more than 20 people stopping by to sit with me and show their love and support. And I just want to send the love right back to all of you and say thank you. Thank you, thank you so very, very much. Robert and I felt extremely loved. And, of course, we continue to get an outpouring of phone calls and support calls from everyone around the nation. And so thank you so very, very much for that. Robert is doing fine, so fine that they have released him from the hospital. And, of course, he's recovering comfortably from home. And, of course, that's one of the things I love about working from home for all of you who can maybe identify with this, and that is that you have so much flexibility in your schedule. Of course, I can work comfortably from home and broadcast live with the show from my home office. And at the same time, Robert is upstairs being taken care of by the nurse and my son, and all is well. And all I can tell you is that it is so wonderful to be able to know what you want in life and then to be able to claim it. So I want to encourage all of you who are listening to the show that you can have this flexible lifestyle, still make a great income, still enjoy your life abundantly, and you don't necessarily have to fit into the corporate mode to make things work for yourself. So keep that in mind. At this time, I do want to pay a special tribute to Lena Horne. Lena Horne, of course, who many of us know as one of the black actresses from long ago, who we know through the song Stormy Weather. But I want to just kind of tell you a little bit about her. Of course, Lena Horne died on Sunday at the age of, this past Sunday, on the age of 92. She was one of the first black performers hired to sing with Charlie Barnett's White Orchestra in the early 1940s. She played the Copacabana nightclub in New York City, and of course, when she signed with MGM Studios, she was one of the rare black actors to have a full contract with a major Hollywood studio. In 1943, MGM lent Lena Horne to the 20th Century Fox Studios to play the lead role in the all-black movie musical Stormy Weather. Her rendition of the title song became a major hit, reflecting the ups and downs of her life, of course, which included a second marriage to Lenny Hayden, a Jewish musician working from MGM, whom she shared the social pressures with of being an interracial couple. And I'm sure that they did, because long ago they probably had to get married out of the country, because in country it was against the law. Lena Horne plugged into activism after 1945, of course, when she performed at an army base and saw German prisoners of war sitting in the front while black American soldiers were consigned to the rear. And that just really, I think that struck a chord for her. And from that point forward, for those of you that didn't know it, she was very, very much an advocate during all through the 40s and throughout her entire life, the rest of her life. She was in civil rights. She helped to do a lot for pushing forward. So a tribute to Lena Horne, and we know that all of her children and her grandchildren are very, very proud of her, and she lives on as someone that they can look up to. Now I want to just go ahead and get everybody's minds prepared for our topic today. That's right, we're continuing on with the topic, Success in Spite of the Obstacles. As women, of course, we must strive to fulfill our purpose, and in all things that we do, of course, we must give our best and never with a negative or an ungrateful heart. Last Monday, I gave everyone who was listening to the show three questions to consider, you know, as we reflect on succeeding regardless of the obstacles that are in our way. And I just want to go over those three questions, because today I'm going to give you three more questions to ask yourself as you look at what you must do to succeed. So last Monday, the three questions started off with, what do you need to do, or what do you do when there is an obstacle in your way and you have no control over it? Okay? What do you do when there is an obstacle in your way and you have no control over it? And, of course, one of the answers that I gave was simply that you must move around the obstacle. If you have no control over something, then, of course, it would be silly of us just to keep, you know, literally staring at a wall that we cannot move. But we do have the ability and the control over ourselves to move ourselves and move right around the obstacle. Leave it parked, as I said, as I have said the last few Mondays, leave the obstacle parked in the space right where it is and leave it alone and just move completely around it. The second question that we talked about was, have you even defined success for yourself or know what you would like to see accomplished for the rest of this year? A lot of the times, and I find this all too often, as women, we have a tendency to get inspired by things. We look at television programs. We listen to CDs. We can get inspired all day long. We can get motivated all day long. But when it comes to actually implementing or asking ourselves the questions that we need to ask so that we can move forward, we don't do it. And I think the reason is because of fear. It really is. And we have to really learn to get past fear, because there is no place for fear when we're talking about doing things that we need to do for ourselves. The third question was, are women willing to face the truth about their habits in order to see positive results and changes in their lives? That is a question that you have to ask yourself. Am I unwilling to face the truth about my habits? You know, because habits do die hard. They are hard to get rid of, but it's not impossible to get rid of a habit. And sometimes we have a tendency to not be well organized in creating success for ourselves. In other words, in some areas of our lives that we need to address, we don't address them, and they're the very things that hold us back from achieving the success. And many of these things are habits. They are forming habits that have been formed, whether it was formed from childhood or whether the habit was formed since you became an adult. Habits can hold us back if they're the wrong habit. So that's a question that you have to ask yourself. Now, I see that we still have people tuning into the show. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, our theme this month is Success in Spite of the Obstacles. I'm your host and, of course, Success Coach Trina Newby. I want to go ahead and encourage you to text or email your friends, your associates. Tell them to go ahead and call in to the Successful Woman Radio Show because they don't want to miss this topic. Again, the phone number is area code 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. Of course, we're going to have an open show today. That means that you, the listeners, need to call in. You need to dial in, and you need to press 1 on your keypad, on your telephone or your cell phone, to give us a comment or to ask a question in reference to our topic, Success in Spite of the Obstacles. You know, this is a very serious subject. I'll tell you why. Because as women, we have a tendency to continue to let things hold us back from achieving our goals. And when we do that, when we allow things to hold us back, then we're hurting ourselves and we are not helping ourselves at all. So this is why I have such a passion for this particular radio show, to make sure that as women there are tools, there are resources, there is support, there is motivation that is going to help you to move forward in your life instead of staying stagnant. Because when it all boils down, guess who's responsible for being successful? You are. You are responsible for being successful and no one else. So if that were the case, would you not say that since you're responsible for your success, would you not say that you're also responsible for figuring out ways to become more successful? Exactly. The answer 100% of the time should be yes to that question. You're responsible to figuring out ways to become successful in your life. And if you don't figure out the ways that that can happen, guess what? You're just going to literally visit the same street year after year, and nothing is going to be accomplished. So throughout the Successful Woman Radio Show this year, we have tried to give you great programming that is going to give you food for thought, words that are going to help you to brainstorm within yourself and figure out where it is that you need to be at this point in your life and how to make it happen for yourself. So again, I'm very, very excited about our theme this month, Success in Spite of the Obstacles. So I want to go ahead and give you today 3 new questions, okay? 3 new questions that you need to answer. And I encourage all of you who are on the show today, no matter how little, don't think that you don't have something to contribute, because I know that you do. So I want you to be prepared to press 1 on your phone keypad if you have a question or if you have a comment or even a resource. Please press 1 on your keypad as we begin to discuss success in spite of the obstacles, okay? So the first question that I want you to remember for this week is, what is your number one reason for why you haven't moved around the obstacles in your life? Let me repeat that for you. What is the number one reason for why you haven't moved around the obstacles in your life? Think about that for a moment. As we begin to talk about that word, obstacles, one of the things that we must understand is that obstacles are oftentimes things that are in our way that we absolutely have no control over. And because of that, we sometimes have a feeling that we can't do anything about it, that we must just accept it the way it is. But let me just read to you from Webster's of what an obstacle is, okay? Webster says that an obstacle, which is a noun, okay, which means to stand in front of, an obstacle is something that impedes progress or achievement. That's an obstacle. Something that impedes progress or achievement. So when you think about, you know, what is your obstacle, and keep in mind that an obstacle can be a person, it can be a place, it can be a thing, it can be you, it can be a habit. An obstacle, there are many obstacles in our lives. But for today, I'm asking you to ask yourself this question. What is the number one reason for why you haven't moved around the obstacles in your life? You see, when we want to achieve success in life, when there's something that we are trying to accomplish, there's always going to be obstacles or challenges that we need to overcome in order to make it happen for ourselves. For some women, the obstacles are fear. And for some women, the obstacles can be words that people have said to them either in childhood or either in adulthood that has caused them to feel like they can't make things happen for themselves. Or an obstacle can be perhaps a habit, some type of habit that a person has allowed themselves to adopt, and as a result, it has become so ingrained in them they can't achieve what it is they'd like to achieve until they address a particular habit. So with that said, I'm going to move on to the second question, which is, name one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. Again, name one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. Okay? And for those of you that haven't taken out a notepad and pen, if you can, please do. Of course, I'm going to go back over those questions for you and make sure that I say it slow enough so that you'll have time to jot it down. The second question again was, name one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. Okay? What are habits? Why are habits so hard to break? It can be very, very difficult at times to break habits. So let's just take a look at what habits are, because I believe that once we know how to overcome a habit, that that is a huge step in the right direction for making things happen in our lives. Well, I want to also give you a definition of what Webster says a habit is, okay? And the definition of a habit is something, okay? It can be inanimate or inanimate object, something that is holding you back, or a repeated step of events that you keep repeating, okay? So it's really easy to understand that and to understand what a habit is, okay? It is something that you can either keep repeating or something that holds you back. So habits can be looked at as either positive or negative. And so we have to be able to identify the habits that hold us back. For some people, a habit can be positive, and that same habit for another person can be absolutely negative. Is that not amazing? Okay? For some people, watching television and watching particular shows may be okay, and for some people they can't because it causes them to be a complete couch potato. And so you have to be very, very careful. So again, habits can be either positive or negative, and the same habits can cause either positive or negative events in our lives. So it's just dependent on each and every person. So this is why you have to figure out what habit seems to hold you back, the one habit, not all of the habits, but the one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again. And I know some people are saying, well, it's a combination of habits for me. And that very well may be, but do you have one habit that is holding you back? Area code 347-637-2589 is the number for Successful Woman Radio Show. Make sure you text or email someone quickly and let them know, hey, get on this show. It's all about success. I'm going to go ahead and move to question number three. And this question is a very serious question. It's, what commitment can you make to yourself today, not tomorrow, okay? But today, that can positively change your life from this point forward. Again, what commitment can you make to yourself today that can positively change your life from this point forward? You see, throughout all of our shows, what you will learn is that you must make a commitment of some kind to move forward in your life. And that is what we are about here at Successful Woman Radio. We're not about dwelling on the past, looking at who's done what to us or what have you. We are about moving around obstacles, and in spite of all of the things that can go on in our lives, we still choose to have joy and abundance. And if you still choose to have joy and abundance in your life, in spite of all of the things going on, I want you right now to press 1 on your phone keypad and just say, I choose joy. I choose abundance. If you have a question regarding success in spite of the obstacles, press 1 on your keypad as well, and we will be more than happy to have you to share your thoughts, or we will try our very best to answer a question that you might have on Successful Woman Radio. So these are the 3 new questions for you this week, and I'm going to go ahead and repeat all 3 consecutively. Number 1, what is your number 1 reason for why you haven't moved around the obstacles in your life? Number 2, name 1 habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. And number 3, what commitment can you make to yourself today that can positively change your life from this point forward? You see, you don't have to stand still and face your obstacles and think, this is how life is supposed to be, and this is what I am to accept out of life. Because, again, when you were born, you were given the inalienable right to have wealth, to have success, to live life joyfully, and to have life more abundantly. Okay? But because of various events and things that can happen in our lives, we're going to have challenges. We're going to have obstacles, but that's going to be okay. So I want to encourage you right now, today, to embrace the fact that you deserve joy, that wealth is your birthright, and that you are going to, from this point forward, commit, okay, commit to yourself today to change your life from this point forward. And so, again, I'm going to ask those who are listening into the show, if you can, just press 1. All that does is let us know that you would like to make a comment, and then we can unmute your phone so we can hear you. If you have a commitment that you'd like to make to yourself today that will help you to positively change your life from this point forward, please press 1 on your phone, and we will be able to hear you, and we will be able to allow you to make your comment or ask your question. Now, one of the things I want to let you guys know about some of the obstacles, and I'm just going to quickly share a couple of the obstacles that I have had in my life, and I think it's very, very important to share because that is how we learn when we're able to open up to one another. But I can remember that I used to be so concerned with what people thought about me that I actually allowed it to literally cause me to freeze on a lot of great projects that I could have spearheaded. And I would do that self-talking, well, these people aren't going to appreciate this, these people aren't going to want to do this, these people are going to say that. And before I knew it, I had self-talked myself right out of an opportunity to accomplish something in my life. And I did that for a long period of time. And I just got tired of not accomplishing things. You know, and I think everybody has to hit at some point in their lives when they get tired of not accomplishing something. And for myself, I wanted to feel accomplished. For myself, I wanted to feel my own power. I wanted to feel that I could do things and make things happen. And I can remember at one point in my life literally saying to myself as I was driving down the road, I can remember saying to myself, surely this is not all that life has to offer. I can remember saying that to myself. And what I was talking about was that I felt at the time that life was boring. I felt that life had nothing for me. And, you know, when you start thinking like that, that's not a good thing. And I can remember saying, I cannot live my life like this. And what I began to learn is that I had allowed certain things to pop up in my life and become obstacles and hold me back from the very, very thing. So the first thing I had to work on, literally, I had to work on the way I thought. I had to work on my thinking pattern, okay, because it was a negative thinking pattern, and I had to learn to change that. And as women, we have to be very, very careful about that because, believe it or not, ladies, we have more than just ourselves to think about. If you have children, you can pass that thinking pattern right on to your children, especially your daughters, and we have to be careful about that. So I personally had to change the way I thought, okay? And when I started changing the way I thought, when I started changing how I responded to things, when I stopped caring so much about what other people thought about me, then I was able to start working on that negative thinking habit and eliminate it and get rid of it. And I'm here to tell you that I saw overnight a tremendous change in my life. And I have never looked back, and that was more than 15 years ago. And so that is why I want to let you know that you can make incredible changes in your life. It doesn't cost anything to make these changes, but you can make incredible changes in your life if you only, okay, if you only admit to yourself that you and you alone are the one that has the responsibility of making yourself successful. That is the power that God has given you. He's allowed you to choose your path and to choose what you want out of life. And so I am appreciative to God for that, and I am going to continuously try very hard to glorify God's name and try very, very hard to be the woman that I was purposed to be. And, of course, that is a successful woman in all that I do, okay? Very, very important. Another obstacle I want to talk to you about is, of course, is an obstacle from childhood because, you know, sometimes we have things that hold us back in so many ways that we have a tendency to not realize that even in childhood, obstacles are there and we allow things to, things that we have no control over to hold us back. I remember as a child that I was born with eczema, and I can remember, you know, kids are going to be kids, so I can remember kids picking at me, and I can remember going through about 3 or 4 years of my life where I felt I was ugly, and I felt that I didn't want to be in front of people, I didn't want to speak in front of people, and, you know, something like that a child goes through continuously can indeed become an obstacle. Of course, I can't get rid of eczema. It's just how I was born, what I have, so it's something that I had to learn to accept, but I can tell you that it's only when I accepted that everything started clearing up on my skin, and I became a swan as a teenager. And I just want to let you know that even today, because things can scar your mind incredibly, even today, even with completely clear skin, I still have I'm still self-conscious about certain things on my body. You know, don't necessarily want to wear short shorts or don't necessarily want to do certain things to bring attention to myself when there's nothing there to bring attention to. So, again, you have to be careful about that. So what do you do with those obstacles? You embrace it and you move around it. You move completely around it and you don't let it become something in your life that is going to hold you back from who you need to be, which is very, very important. And later on, of course, I learned that some of the most beautiful women in the world and actors and actresses suffer from the same thing that I suffer from. And, of course, that really helped me out as well. That's just a couple of examples of obstacles. There are people that have obstacles that are much more heavier than what I've just talked about. You know, there are women who are dealing with spousal abuse, who are getting beaten on literally every day, 2 and 3 times a day. And you might say she has control over that, but I tell you, once a person grabs hold of your mind and you give them permission to take control of your mind, it's very, very difficult to get it back. And in that case, you can really have a serious obstacle on your hands. Another obstacle can be fear, because women have a fear of being successful. They know that they can be successful, but what happens is that women have a tendency to start thinking about all of the responsibilities that come along with that success, and that settles fear into their lives. Trust me, that is something that you're going to have to move around, because fear in and of itself you can get rid of, but not if you give it credibility, not if you allow it to work in your life in a negative manner. So you definitely need to get rid of that. Again, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. I want to encourage everyone that if you have not had a power talk, you should definitely try it. A power talk is a 30-minute energized phone conversation between me and you. And one of the things that we do with the power talk is that we're able to address challenges. We're able to address a lot of different things that you are looking for solutions for, and we're able to do it in a short period of time. So again, I want to encourage all of you to definitely tune in to womenaboutbiz.com and take a look at our power talk. And if you have not requested one yet, make sure that you do. Well, that's all I have right now for our theme today on success. Moving success in your way, success in spite of the obstacles, moving past all of those obstacles. For those of you who wanted to get the three questions again for this week to ask yourself, number one was, what is your number one reason for why you haven't moved around the obstacles in your life? The second question was, name one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. And, of course, number three, what commitment can you make to yourself today that can positively change your life from this point forward? So I want you to ask yourself those questions. I want you to commit to succeeding in your life regardless of the obstacles. And it can be done today. It can happen today. But only if you want it to, okay? Only if you want it to. So I want you to make a commitment today. And I want you right now, everyone that is on the call, if you can, I want you to press 1 on your keypad. And I just want you to tell me your name, where you're calling from, and that, yes, Trina, I can make a commitment today to positively change my life and move forward. Can you do that for me? Can you press 1 on your phone and tell me your name, where you're from, and that you can commit to yourself? I want you to be able to do that. In the meanwhile, I want to point out a few other things that we've got going on at womenaboutbiz.com. Of course, I encourage you that if you have not registered on the womenaboutbiz.com website, please make sure you register so that you can be kept in the loop on all of the things going on with us. That is womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z as in zebra.com. And if you want to, again, request a power talk, please just go to womenaboutbiz.com. Up in the top red menu bar, click on Business Coaching, and from Business Coaching, you'll be able to see the instructions for requesting your power talk. Well, we've come to that time where we want to make a few announcements of things that we've got going on, and of course, this Thursday on May 20th, we are going to be featuring our book, Acres of Diamonds. Again, we're very excited about that. This is our featured book for May and June. I want to encourage all of you to definitely go pick up your copy of Acres of Diamonds. Again, Acres of Diamonds is the story of a successful farmer who is tempted by wealth, and he thinks that wealth is everywhere else except for in his own backyard. And so years later, he dies penniless, having not found any wealth. However, back home, the farm that he sells off, they incidentally discover a huge field of diamonds. And, of course, that is the book, Acres of Diamonds. The diamonds are always in your own backyard. So if you have not registered for the Women About Biz book club, please do so as soon as you can. Again, it is a wonderful tele-discussion on Thursday evening. And we want to hear from you and hear your comments. You can also purchase the book, Acres of Diamonds, as an e-book, I do believe, as well. So I want to encourage everyone. And then, again, we had our goal-setting one-on-one teleclass, but I was told by quite a few people they were not able to log in, and I do realize that there were some technical difficulties. So I want to encourage everyone that if you have not registered, we have rescheduled Goal Setting 101 again for Wednesday, May 26th at 12 noon. We'll be presenting this during our Lunch and Learn seminar, Turning Your Goals into Cash. Setting goals, of course, is noted by business experts, successful business professionals, and business professors as one of the primary efforts one can take to see maximum success in their business and in their lives. As businesswomen, we must understand the importance of long-term and short-term goals and, of course, place our goals into a system that will yield maximum results and profits. So this is what you'll learn in the goal-setting workshop: the difference between short and long-term goals, how to set milestones, how to hold yourself accountable, and 7 ways you can turn your goals into cash. To register for this, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. You'll see the announcement right there on the front page. Just scroll down until you see it and click to register. Of course, as always, I want to encourage you to take advantage of what we offer. More than 60% of all of our programs are at no cost. And while a lot of people look at free as not holding value to it, you better believe that what Women About Biz offers is extremely valuable. We love you that much to sow a seed into your life. So make sure you take advantage of it and spread the word to other people. If you, again, have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, your success coach and host, Trina Newby. I gave 3 wonderful questions for you to address with yourself in regards to succeeding in spite of the obstacles that occur in your life. And I hope that all of you make it happen for yourself. You know what? I tell you, going through my husband's illness and going through a lot of other challenges that I have had, it just shows me that life truly is what you make it. It shows me that we have the opportunity at any moment to turn depression into joy. We have at any moment the opportunity to turn sadness into abundance. But it's all up to us. How are we going to do that? Well, I'll tell you how you're going to do it. Whatever obstacles in your life that you have no control over, you need to move around those obstacles instead of trying to stare at them and worry about the fact that those obstacles have now taken over your life. You need to move around them and leave the obstacle parked right in the parking space where it is. Forget it. Leave it alone and just move forward and continue on with planning for your life. At this time, it is time for us to share with you our inspirational moment, and I'm very, very happy to share this with you today, and I hope that it will bring joy to you this week. You know, affirmations are something that really can help individuals. It is said that if you can repeat an affirmation throughout your day at least 3 to 5 times over a period of 21 days, it will begin to change your life. So positive affirmations are absolutely wonderful. And so this week I want to leave you with an affirmation. The affirmation is, joy and abundance is mine. It was given to me at birth, so I will take it, I will live it, I will be it. Joy and abundance is mine, it was given to me at birth, so I will take it, I will live it, I will be it. Accept who you are. You were wonderfully and creatively made, and wealth is yours for the taking. So there is nothing, nothing that is so big in your life that you cannot overcome. Remember that. Let no one steal your joy, and let no one steal your abundance, because it was given to you at birth. It is yours. So what I want everyone who's listening on the call to do right now is I want you to hold your hand in the air as though you're holding your hand out for someone to give you something, because I'm getting ready to give you something that was always yours, and I'm giving it back to you today. I want you to hold your hand out, and to all of you who are listening today, I am giving you back the joy and the abundance that was given to you at birth. I want you to hold your hand and close it, and I want you to say after me, joy and abundance is mine. It was given to me at birth. I will be it. I will live it. It is mine. And I want you to continue to claim your joy. I want you to continue to claim your abundance, because it belongs to you. And for those who feel that they can't claim it, it's okay, because you will be able to claim it one day. And I want you to remember that the only thing holding you back from claiming your joy and your abundance is you. No obstacle is too big that you can't claim your joy and your abundance back. Well, we've come to the end of our show today. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. I do want to encourage you to mark on your calendars at 12 noon every Monday Eastern Standard Time to listen in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And we're going to have a nice show next Monday, and I want you to share this with 5 women. I want you to invite 5 other women to listen to the show along with you for next week. Tell them to call in to 347-637-2589. That's 347-637-2589. Or for those of you who have internet access, you are welcome to go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio and listen to the show live at any time over the internet. Again, this is Trina Newby, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And remember, joy and abundance is yours.